Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing this sixth parak of Maseches Becharos, and we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis. Elu Shein Shochtan Alein Lo B'Mikdash V'Lo B'Medina. The following women are not considered valid women that you're allowed to shecht an animal for in the Beis HaMikdash, as a carbon, but you're not allowed to shecht it rather in the Medina and use it as regular meat because it still has some kedusha, but not enough kedusha you could use it as a carbon either. So it's like sort of like in this in between stage. So it's not enough of a mum to totally passel it and make it kosher for basar chulin. Chavar vad v'hamayim she'inim kavuim. If it has white spots in the dark part of the eye or a lot of water in the eye, but it's not kavua, it's not a permanent problem. V'chit v'apnim yoshinif kumu avalo shenakru, or the inner teeth are missing, but they're not totally uprooted, meaning they're not completely missing. Uval gorav, if it has a scab that's still wet, Uvalia bellus, or it has a wart on the white part of the eye, but there's no hair growing out of it. Ubal chazazis, or it has a boil that is still moist. Vizakin, or it's old. Vecholo, or it's sick. Umezoam, or it's smelly. Vishenevda ba'avera, or if someone did an avera with it. Vishahimis asadim, or if it killed a person. Al pi erechad, or al pi abaylim. But you only know about that because one aide testified, or the owners themselves told you about it. Vetumtum vandroginus, or if it's got some sort of sexual issue. Sexual organs, the reproductive organs are messed up. Either they're not visible, or it's got both types. Lo b'mikdash v'lo b'medina. So in all that cases, you can. In all those cases, if an animal has those conditions, you cannot shecht it as a carbon, but you're also not allowed to shecht it for yourself because it's not a real mum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ein mum gadol mizeh. Rabbi Shmuel says, what do you mean? If b'char has female organs, I mean that's pretty clearly a mum because a b'char is only a male animal. V'chamro mein a b'char ella. Nigzas v'neva. And the Chum say that if it's an androgynous, it's not a b'char, so it could be you're allowed to shear it and you're allowed to work it. Parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph. So now, once we spoke about the mumin of an animal, now we're going to talk about the mum of a kohen who wants to do the avoda, which has nothing to do with bechor. But once we had a whole parak about mumin, so we have another parak about mumin. So mumin elu, all the mumin that we listed about a bechor animal, bein kavu and bein ovrin, whether they're permanent or not, poslim ba'adam, they would passel a kohen from doing the avoda as well. Yosra alein ba'adam, but then there are others that would passel a person from doing the avoda. Hakilon, if a person has a pointy head, v'halafdan, or he has a flat head, hamakovan, or his head sticks out more in the front than in the back. It's asymmetrical in terms of front and back of his body. V'shirosh shakua, or his head is flat in the front. V'shakifas, or he's flat in the, or it's flat in the back. Ubalei achatotros, if he's a hunchback, Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'cham pelson. Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed to do the avoda, but Chum say he's not allowed to do the avoda. So in the last Mishnah of Perek Vav, we learned Mishnah Yud Beis that there are. We learned a whole list of mumin that are not a mum kavua to the extent that you're allowed to shecht it and use it as regular basar, but you also can't bring it as a karban. And then we had a brief discussion about an androgynous, whether that's enough of a mum to say that it's an absolute mum. And then in Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, we said that all the mumin that we listed for an animal would also be a mum for a kohen to do the avoda, even if it's a mum over. And then we listed a whole bunch of mumin on the Kohen's head that would also disqualify him from doing the avoda. But a hunchback was a machlokas, whether he's allowed to do the avoda or not. But next time we'll pick up with Parag Zayin, Mishnah Beis.